Blog Talk Radio.
Seattle, Washington. And yeah, I'm trying to get the chat room open.
Got a little tune up on the Starship Enterprise, huh?
Yeah, we working on it, you know, working on that.
And what's happening with www.trilateralradio.com? What's going on? Why isn't it up?
Oh, nothing, because I've been lazy on my remembrance. So they, because they called you, they actually called you, and they had it on, auto, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Where they automatically pay the payment every month. But like I told them, I was like, no, because my, I have a debit card. I got a prepaid debit card, and I don't keep money on it. Like, I only use it to make
payments.
Yeah, so they was trying to hit the card. And then the car wouldn't go through, and they didn't call me, you know, to after the fact. I was like, well, yeah, all right. Well, I actually didn't know y'all had me on, so I told them to take me off of that, and I'll just make the payment.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, because I don't do nothing automatic. I don't know. Fuck all that automatic. Just we going to take it out when we want to take it out shit. I don't do that. I don't do
that.
Light bill, any kind of, you know, home bills, I'll make the payment because I done just had bad experiences in the past where, you know, people are just taking out too much, you know, or taking out the wrong amount.
I already know.
Yeah, I
just experienced that not long ago.
Yeah, so that's not, you know, so people, if you got your stuff on auto rebill and all that kind of auto crap, you might want to think twice because, yeah, even, you know, because it's accessing directly to your bank account. You know, so that means whoever can just at any time, you know what I'm saying, you know, especially with the way people manipulate computers nowadays, you know, can just have it coming out. All, I just don't do that. That's just something you don't do. But anyways, I got the video uploaded. Today's show is all about YouTube. Shouts out to Set It Baby Powder Fresh Jake. Yeah. Oh, shouts out to Seti J. He commenting on the new setup from Blog Talk Radio. I will admit, you know, Blog Talk has stepped up. You know what I'm saying? The look of it. You know what I'm saying? I still ain't paying you motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? Shit. Still ain't paying you sons of bitches. But, yeah, they've you know, stepped their game up a little bit. Shouts out to Smoke the Herb. The Second Pound, that's what I'm listening to in the background. Let me see if I can find something else to throw on.
Is the chat up?
Yeah, it's open.
Oh, okay.
And today is YouTube, or not to YouTube. And because it kind of goes like this. With the technology age in full swing, it seems that everyone is on the bandwagon of shooting videos either on the webcams or mobile phones or video cams, and soon after posting them on some video uploading site like YouTube, you know, which is one of many. Which leads to the question of, you know, should you YouTube everything you record or limit certain things viewed by the public that could affect someone else's life? Yes, no, or maybe. And then bring your ass and find out. And I'm finna, let me find this YouTube video. Where's the YouTube video? Okay. And to share it, where's share it? Okay. And this is Weed Day Wednesday, people. That is why you hear the weed reggae in the background. And, all right, here we go.
Right.
They still have me as a featured host. Oh, that's what's up. Keep riding that freedom, goddammit. Keep riding the freedom. All right, I just posted a YouTube video. This is courtesy of Coco's Lounge. Coco's Lounge Gone Wild, where this is actually the end video. So it doesn't explain how everything led up to that situation, but since everybody's here on the phone or on the show, I'm just going to explain to you what happened. When you click the link, you will see a female standing, talking belligerently, in front of an imaginary figure. The imaginary figure is me. I'm standing in my car. I'm actually standing with the door open in my car, pointed videotaping the club. And then at the club, you know what I'm saying, the chick actually approached the door first. And then when she approached the door, she was past drunk, put it that way. She was past drunk. She ended up throwing out. She didn't even make it into the club. You know, she tried to walk in the club, and they threw her back out because she had a beer in her hand. And she tried to walk in the club with a beer in her hand. She put the beer down. Somehow, when the door piled up, she eased her way into the club. And then next thing you know, you see her ass coming out the back door. So they had to escort her through the front and escort her ass back out the back door. So after she got escorted out, she ended up coming outside, you know, and everybody knows I work outside the club, and, you know, I do my thing. So, and there was a lot of people hanging outside, you know what I'm saying? So she just come fucking with everybody outside. And it was just like a line, like a first person, second person, I'm the 10th goddamn person on the damn list. Let's go fuck with whoever the hell this is. Well, I don't like to be bothered with people, especially when I got my camera out. You know, I don't like people even approaching me because I feel that you're going to do something to my camera and I'm going to have to do something to you. So I really don't like people approaching me. When you see me filming anywhere, just don't approach me. You know, I'm going to ask anybody that, especially if you're drunk. Don't approach me. Just let me continue filming and doing what I do. Just like yesterday. Well, that's another incident yesterday, but that's after this one. So, but it ended up happening after she, you know, bothered a couple of my own boys, blah, blah, blah. She ended up approaching me. So in the video, what you see is a female swinging wildly and rapidly. And the next thing you see is a female flying about 4 or 5 feet in the air and landing on the ground. So I'm explaining this for court purposes, you know, just in case somebody reads that shit and they wants to, they're going to press some kind of charges. When she approached and started swinging wildly, I had to get up off of it. Now, I'm going to tell any ladies out there, smell so good is not a woman beater. He does not beat women, you know. But one thing I will do is I will kick your ass the fuck up off of me. Or if you are a little too strong and you do happen to put your hands on me, I will choke the shit out you to get you up off of me. But I will not punch you in your eye, punch you in your jaw, do no shit like that like I do to any man. You know. But those are my opportunities that that you will be facing had you come up with that bullshit. So,
the question is, should you even be talking about it on the radio?
Well, fuck it. It's on YouTube, you know? So what you going to do? You'll go to youtube.com/DJ Smell So Good. Look up Coco's Gone Wild, and you will see it. Coco's Gone Wild, Tampa, Florida. And you will see it. But it don't, see, that's the whole thing. I have to explain the video because all you see in the video is her swinging wildly, you know what I'm saying, like at nothing. And then next thing you know, you see her flying through there. So you don't actually see me do anything to her physically. You know what I'm saying? That's why I'm explaining what happened. So you won't look at the video. I'm like, damn, how she just flying through there? Yeah. And my homeboy's like, man, you need to remake the video and slow it down, like put it in slow motion.
Oh no! And
so
you
fly through there like,
exactly.
Oh man, so I'm actually contemplating on that. You know,
I'm sure we'll find it.
Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah. So. But yeah, you know, she and I only booted her with the left leg, not my right. I'm right-handed, so that means the right side of my body is the strongest. So I kicked her with the left side, you know, which was just a push off. You know, I ain't even get no good leverage. That's why I just, you know, because if I would have kicked her with the right, I would have kicked her through the tent.
Yeah,
you know, not at the beginning.
Right.
Yeah. So I just politely got her up off me. Now, let me tell you why
this
I got told.
This is par for the course, you know. This is par for the course.
Yeah, but this is why I got so pissed off. Prior to that, after she got kicked out of the club, they pushed out the club and stuff, she walked on, and I got that. I got to post that up, too, but it's got nudity in it. So I don't know. I really can't even post the video because it's a brief moment of nudity.
Can't you black it out? Can't you put a strip over it?
Yeah, well, I'm going to have to do something like that. This goddamn chick, same chick, she when she walked out the club, she goes on the side of the vehicle. If you look at the video, you look at the front of the vehicle. She's at the front of the this dude's on the side of this dude's truck. She took her clothes off, squatted down, and took a piss. Got up, put her clothes back on. And fell the fuck back down into the piff.
Oh, wow. That was a real
This is why I did not want her on me, touching me, or any kind of way being close to me, period.
You could have been charging admission out there for the show.
This is it. Everybody wait to see it on YouTube. Y'all better hurry and catch it free now because your sons of bitches going to pay in a minute. All videos will be on trilateralradio.com. You will have to go ahead and pay for the videos, you know, unless you are a member and you can watch them for free. Shit, I'm working on that. But, yeah, you know, that was a crazy night. And the crazy part of it, after she did that, she, a couple of minutes later, but that was before she actually attacked me, she went on the other side of the same vehicle, and that's what I actually got on camera, and did the same shit. Squatted down, took her clothes off, squatted down, pissed, and then got back, pulled her clothes back on. She had like a bathing suit on with some shorts over it. Pulled the bathing suits back on, pulled the shorts back up, and then started walking and getting into people's faces.
She's got it down to a science.
So, you know, talking about I love, bitch, get your ass the fuck off. Go love the house, because you are past drunk. You are known
that's
as
the love, that's the
pissy
man.
Drunk. Yeah, when you get pissy drunk, people. So, That's what ended up happening. That is why there's a YouTube or not to YouTube, you know. So some people might be like, oh, man, you should have put that on YouTube. Some people might be like, well, you should have. Me personally, people, if you get caught in front of my camera, just like shit, if I get caught in front of yours, hey, I expect to be goddamn reshown to somebody. So, shit.
Okay, well, I got it up now. I'm finally in. I'm finally in the chat room, and I just got the link.
Oh, okay. So I had to drop it again. Yeah. And, yeah, so there you go. Shouts out to, what is it, ICE Radio, ICERadioCast.com. I believe I'm saying it right. That's where you can find SETI Baby Powder Fresh J, you know what I'm saying, doing his thing live on air. And, you know, as soon as we get trilateralradio.com, you catch SETI J, you know what I'm saying, infiltrating the airways. But we got to, you know, get these things on lock. It's coming soon, people, so just look out for that. Don't forget, it's www.trilateralradio.com. It's going down real big. We'll be up and running it. Yeah. And so I got another video coming, but I can't get it off my goddamn mobile phone. Yesterday, I'm standing in the hood. Shouts out to my homeboy Aunt Dog, Miss Toya, who was chilling with us, DJ Party Time. We standing outside in the hood, you know, standing on the corner right by Party Time House. We noticed that a helicopter started flying over. Now, people, when the helicopter's flying around, something's going down. You just rest assured that. It's not no fucking somebody taking a leisure flight and they just want to see Tampa by air. They don't do that shit. You see a helicopter in the air, that means that they're, you know, that they trying to do something. So we down there joking and shit, and we watching them, and then now we notice that the helicopter was way far away, and now we notice that the helicopter started flying closer to us. So my homeboy Ant Dog jokingly said, man, if that helicopter circles us one more time, because it had circled us, it came close to us, and then it circled one time, two times, three times. He said, man, if it circles one more time, I guarantee you, unit is finna come right here where we at. They dispatching our location to a unit. And I'll be goddamn, people, this motherfucker took one more time, and that fourth time he came around, by the time he made the full circle, right in front of us, white female.
You didn't get it on video? You didn't get it on video?
I was all on my cell phone. I can't get it off the cell phone. I don't know what the fuck. I can't get it off the cell phone. It's telling me the maximum amount is exceeded. It's only 295 Ks, I guess, that I can send. And I was recording for 20 minutes.
Wow.
So, yeah, that's how much shit was going down. But before this, so while we standing there, the white officer chick, the rookie, she jumped out. Look at us talking about something. Where did the guy in the orange shirt go? Now, people, we were smoking before this. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, what the fuck? I had to check myself to see if I had an orange shirt on. I'm like, shit. Okay, I'm straight. I had to look at my homeboy. Part of the time he had a shirt on, so he was already all right, you know. But then my homeboy Aunt Dog had a red shirt on, so I had to look at him. I was like, oh, okay, no, we straight. They ain't us. And then we all bust out laughing, you know what I'm saying, right there in front of her face. We like, we don't know what the hell you talk about. She stopped, you know, parked right there, never went in, got on the little walkie-talkie. Next thing you know, all hell broke loose. We got 10 cars pulled all up and down the same street we standing on. They had within a 3-block radius, they had every single corner blocked off. No residents could walk in or out of their homes. The kids that was coming home from school couldn't go to their homes, couldn't go to their house, even if it was like 2 feet away. This dude was on probation. Officers sit up there, and I got all of it on tape, talking about something, oh, well, you're not going to violate, you'll be all right. I said, man, that's bullshit. If your ass is supposed to be in the motherfucking house, you're supposed to be in the motherfucking house. Probation officer ain't going to try to hear no dumb shit talking about some officer Mayberry, Booberry, whatever the hell else, gave you special permission to be outside. The courts don't hear that shit. And before you got to go to jail to go to court, you know what I'm saying, just for the judge to say, oh, okay, well, reinstate him back on probation, that is still some bullshit, because that's what you got to do, regardless of what the fuck this damn rookie telling you. And this is what I'm telling the dude. I said, don't believe that shit. You know, you can't, officers have no fucking jurisdiction when it comes to that probation shit. They can't write you no fucking parent's note, like, please excuse the goddamn, none of that bullshit. Probation means you're supposed to have your ass in the house when the goddamn probation people tell you to fucking be there. I don't give a damn what the cause is. They'll violate you first, and they ask questions later. That's how they do. So the dude, I got all that on film, all the kids standing around like, why we can't go home? Why we can't go home? They end up, I guess one of the dudes they were looking for, he ran to some house about 4 or 5 houses down from where we were staying at. We never seen anybody running or anything. We don't know how in the hell he supposedly got to the house and was hiding in the house. But they had it all. Now, the problem that I have with the whole situation that went down was all the police and all the vice officers that pulled up were all white officers. Now, I have a problem with that because this is a predominantly black neighborhood. So, to me, if I'm sitting up here trying to get my kids to become a police officer, what influence do they have when they come outside and it's 30, all white officers, no Hispanics, no Mexicans, no black officers, no Chinese officers. It's just all white officers. And the way that they treated the neighborhood was so disrespectful and rude. Get back. Get back. I mean, like it was something majorly going on. All of this was over a child that had a gun at school, which damn near all of our kids got guns at school nowadays, and the child ran from the police. So this is why they called the whole goddamn police. I mean, it was at least 10 to 15 police cars involved in apprehending this one male that hid in his house. So you know he was a fucking kid because his dumb ass went home, and he hid in his fucking house. Called his mother because the dog smelt them around the house. Called his mother. The lady come home, opened up the door, walked in, and then they apprehended the little boy. But for y'all to block off, I mean, they blocked off a 4 or 5 block radius. Stopped cars, stopped the residents, stopped everything. One thing that pissed me off is when she first pulled up, a couple of kids tried to ride down the street. She told them to turn around. They turned around, asked why, and she didn't say why. She just said, you can't go down there. She didn't have the road blocked off or anything. The road was still open, like you could still go up and down it. She didn't do her job. She didn't block the road off like she should have. So when she did that, the kids were still trying to ride up and down the road. One particular brother, he rolled, young dude, he couldn't have been no more than 16, 17, rolled by. As he rolled by her, she said, hey, you can't go down that way. So he turned into a parking, he looked back, turned into a driveway, went to turn around, and as he turned around, he passed an undercover officer. The undercover officer, as he's turning, he looked back at the female because I know he didn't hear what she said. He smiled, and as he smiled, the officer grabbed the boy, ripped him off the bicycle, tried to throw him to the ground, but the boy was too tall. So he grabbed the boy, ripped him by his arm, ripped him off the bicycle. The bicycle crashed to the ground, threw his hands behind his back, and placed the boy under arrest.
Oh, hell no.
And now you're talking about a juvenile.
Did you get this on video?
This is in front of all of these kids. This is in front of all these kids, the community, and everything. Plus, they know I'm standing there videotaping with my cell phone.
Yeah.
You know, and the whole thing of it is they searched, went through his pockets, openly searched him out in public, and then placed him in the police car. Now, this is my thing. The road was not blocked off. There was no indication that you can't go up or down the road. And at the same time they're sitting here harassing this dude, there's another dude walking down the street the opposite way where they had the road blocked off at. And he walked through the barricade and everything, and nobody said anything to him. He walked
They're
by and everything. Like, what the fuck?
They're not doing protocol.
So it ain't even protocol. It's just they try to make a show of force, you know what I'm saying, within the neighborhood. And they wonder why, you know what I'm saying, cops get killed. I mean, shit, I ain't condoning it. But it's a method to the madness. People just don't fuck people up just because they like to fuck people up. You know, people fuck people up because something happened to them. And now they are just, you know, they pushed over the edge, so now they just out to do what they got to do. You know, and this is what I'm saying. You know, I would never tell a kid to go and be a fucking police officer. Why? They be the most hated motherfucker image in the community? I mean, that's just asinine. I'll tell you go be a probation officer before I tell you to be the goddamn police. You know, it's nothing to be proud about. That's nothing to say, oh, yeah, my child, hell no, that's not a good thing, because it's tainted. It's a tainted position, you know what I'm saying? And it's not a welcome position in the community. It carries no respect, and they don't know how to command respect. You know, they demand respect, which is two different things, and that's why they don't, you know, they don't get no love in the community. You know, I mean, back in the days, the police officers used to walk door to door and introduce themselves. You know what I'm saying? Hey, I'm the unit whatever, 5-9. I'm in charge of working this area from this time to this time. If you have any problems, any questions, you know what I'm saying, give me a call. You know, that's what officers used to do back in the day. But these was black officers, white officers, as partnered officers. Now these white officers are just white. They're scared of the neighborhood. Why the fuck are you in the neighborhood if you're scared of your surroundings? And if you're scared of your surroundings, that is bad for the neighborhood, because that keeps you up at arms when we're not at arms. But you're up at arms. So when you pull us over, you're pulling us over with your guns drawn, and we wondering what the fuck is going on. You know, and that this is where I live here.
You see what Sadie says?
Let's see. Well, yeah, sometimes they do. But, you know, shit, I'd rather go through it with a black officer than go through it with a white officer. You know, it's still two different ways of thinking that's going on. You know, and I'm not trying to make it a black or white issue. I'm saying put a black and a white officer in the fucking neighborhood. Just not no all-white officers or no all-black officers. Because I had fucking two black officers pull me over. They didn't even pull me over, these stupid motherfuckers, but they working at nighttime. I drive by them at night. I'm drinking on a fucking bottle of tea. I had a water bottle that I poured some green tea into. I'm riding. I ride past them. I see them sitting at the stop sign. As I ride past them, I make a left, and I go down the street, and I make a right, and I go to Party Time House. I pull in front of Party Time House. As I pull in front of the house and I cut the car off, the officers pull up next to me, no lights on or anything, let the window down, and say, hey, what's in that bottle? I say, what? What's in that bottle? I said, green tea. The officer calls me a liar and tells me that's not green tea in that bottle. I said, well, what the hell is it supposed to be? Well, it's not green tea. I'm like, what? So at this time, Party Time, everybody walked outside, you know, and they all witnessing in it, you know, witnessing what's going on. So as I step up out of the vehicle, you know what I'm saying, the officer decides to step up out of the vehicle too, I guess to show his size over me, which I don't give a fuck. You know, like I explained to him, you know, I'm drinking tea. I don't know what the hell you're talking about, but I'm drinking tea.
I remember.
So I had to drink the tea, blow my breath into his face, then, you know what I'm saying, then he like, oh. But then he want to check my ID and all this other bullshit. So, no, I'm not saying that, you know, black officers are the best to have in the neighborhood, but it needs to be a check and balance go on. So it needs to be a white officer and a black officer. That's your check and that's your balance. That's your balance and that's your check. You got to have that. You know, but having either one of the sides ain't good. That's like having a fucking Chinese goddamn officer that don't speak English in the fucking neighborhood. What would be the point of that? Or a Spanish officer that only speaks Spanish. What the fuck? What is the point of you being in the damn black neighborhood then, when you call for an emergency and nobody can't communicate with you? There would be no point. You know, and that's what's going on now. It's just no point. You know?
Well, you got less than a minute on this. Until the VIP.
All right, yeah. Oh, then we rolling into it for a quick second, you know. But that's the whole thing today, people. YouTube, everything. That's my thing. If you film this shit in public, YouTube it. Yeah, you shouldn't be doing this shit in public. You know what I'm saying? If you didn't want the shit, YouTube. There you go. Got to eat something, man. Got Wednesday, Wednesday with no weed.
Oh, that's not good.
Yeah, it's all good. It's all good. Hung out yesterday. Took the train from a girl's house, and that was a good ride. People, I'm telling you, the train is the shit. If you haven't rode a train, well, I don't know how it is up there, but down here, the train is. If we wanted to catch a train up to Washington, it'll cost us $100.
Yeah, Washington, D.C.
Yeah, once you get all the way up there. You know, which you know, technically, you're talking about in the gas, shit, yeah, you're going to spend over that in gas trying to drive that motherfucker. And tolls. You know?
Yeah.
So they have an auto train, too, where you can put your car on the train and then ride with your car. But it only runs from Florida to West Virginia.
Wow, really? That's wild.
Yeah, it don't make no stops in between. It only runs there to there. So I'm like, well, okay. But I mean, it's more convenient. Yeah, it's more convenient than sitting there trying to drive. You know,
how
you put your old car on there.
How much is it?
It's $150 to put your car on, and I think he said, yeah, it'll run you like $250 bucks, which is still cheap. You know, because you got to think about, you transporting your vehicle all the way to wherever you need to get to, so that's saving you rental car fees and worries, plus gas filling up a rental car, plus gas, you know what I'm saying, plus you get your meals included on the auto train. So, they pay for dinner however long the train ride.
You can walk
around,
sit up, and do the ride, all that, the scenery. You know?
Yep. And the train is a good experience, especially for children, you know what I'm saying? You know, they never rode with any kind of transportation.
I took the train from Seattle to California. That was about a day's trip. And then I've been on the fast
two
train
days for me.
From Geneva to Paris. That was pretty
good. Oh, yeah, the ICE.
Yeah, that was fast.
Mm-hmm. Yep, fast train in the world.
Good times.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what you've been up to besides the club scene and the neighborhood?
Yep.
And your girls out. Didn't you
you
watched a movie or something?
Well, we went and seen Narnia, that new Narnia movie at the Dollar Movie. Took the kids out, you know. And I advise that, people. You don't have to take your goddamn kid out. Don't y'all got a dollar movie?
We got a $3 movie theater right down the street.
$3, yeah, because you go to the regular movie theater, that shit going to run you. Shit, damn, they're like $40 to watch a fucking movie. We went wanting to go bowling.
Bowling,
people. Bowling. Now, here in Tampa, you know, because this is a bigger city, we got, you know, a million fucking bowling places. So, you know, bowling will cost you probably $1.25 a game, probably like $2 for a shoe rental or some shit like that. We went to this bowling place up where my girl stay at, went to the damn bowling ring. I said, how much is going to be for us to bowl? With kids, regardless of kids, nothing. It is $5 per person. It's four of us. That's $20. And it's $4 per person per pair of shoes. So that is $40 for one game of bowling. That's how we ended up at the dollar movie. Because I said, ain't no fucking way. I'm going to sit up here and pay damn near, it only costs $20 to go to Tampa and back. You know what I'm saying? Then I'm going to spend that on one game of fucking bowling? Hell no. That's a ripoff. That's a complete ripoff. How much is it to bowl up now? Or what it'll run you? We've lost the co-hosts with the mostest. Yep. All right. Well, you already know, people. That's going to wrap it up for us right here live on the Wrecking the Game radio show. Shouts out to Goofy Bone, representing San Jose, California. Straight local rockers. For hooking us up with the extended beam, upgrading, you know what I'm saying, helping us upgrade the ship and everything. And make sure you go to www.trilateralradio. That's TRILATERALradio.com. And check us out. You know what I'm saying? We'll be streaming live music 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. All independent music, no commercial bullshit. And yeah, you can go there and hear some of your favorite indie hits. If you're an artist out there looking for radio rotation, hit me up at wdgeradio@gmail.com. You know, send me your music with a little brief bio. And, yeah, we'll get you on if you want to be featured here on www.blogtalkradio.com/WDGE Radio. On Fridays, as part of Feature Indie Artist Fridays, you can hit us up at that same email and just say, you know, you want to interview. Just make the subject say it's interview, and then we can get that in, and, you know, we can get that going on. And, you know, it ain't enough exposure when you're trying to make it big in the industry, so... You know, make sure you hook that up and get it in. All right? And for anything else, people, y'all come on the show. Hit us up live every day, 12 p.m. to 12:30 p.m. Right now, you know what I'm saying? 347-237-5125. We are all the way live. Shout out to the International Smokers Representative, Mr. Cyanide, representing the Netherlands. You know what I'm saying? Out there real big. DJ Party Time and everybody else out there in our land, which we call radio, indie only radio. Shouts out to my artist, Ms. Janu. Check out it. www.youtube.com/Janu2011. You know what I'm saying? Also, myspace.com/Janu the Princess or myspace.com/DrakBoysPrincess. DrakBoys Princess. And please go to www.insearchoftupac.com and vote for my homeboy Bernard Reynolds, a.k.a. True Tupac, or you can go to youtube.com and type in the search Tupac biopic monologue, or type in Tupac monologue and look for the Tupac audition that he's done for the up-and-coming Tupac movie, which is being produced by Screet TV in conjunction with, I believe, the name is Antoine Fuqua, who's done some other movies in the past, Training Day and stuff like that. So make sure you go and vote. Check out the video. I produced the video, you know what I'm saying, put it together. So go by and check it out. I believe it's a hot video, it's a hot little audition. He did a good job. We did a lot of work into it, and we just look for some support. So once again, go check out, it's the Tupac video, and it's going in. Much love from Wrecking the Game Radio. Peace.